Okay, so I've been wanting to comment on this since it showed up in my feed. This is Plastic Face Tommy Lahren and Michael Knowles talking. As you know, Michael Knowles works for the Dying Daily Wire, which is essentially a controlled op organization that gatekeeps conservatism. Meaning if you call yourself conservative and you say something that doesn't agree with the worldview that they are put there to gatekeep and control the narrative of, then they're going to call you out and say you're not a conservative and you sound like a misogynist, a woman hater, you know, something along those lines. So this is an interesting exchange. I haven't actually watched it. So this should be interesting. I repeat, I have not watched this yet, so my reaction will be 100% authentic. Anyway, it's pretty long, so let's just jump right into it, shall we?
Does a woman's body count matter if she has truly changed her ways? My husband was previously married.
Yeah.
I prefer that. I prefer that he's been married and divorced.
Notice her beverage is alcoholic, of course. She needs a lot of booze to cope with her life. Yes or no? Oh, jeez.
Welcome to Yes or No, the bibulous battle to discover who knows whom better. My guest today, a woman who needs no introduction, Tommy Lahren.
I don't know, she might. Her face has changed so much in the past 5 years, some of you might not recognize her.
Lahren, how do we play? I will ask Tommy a yes or no question. She will select her answer away from my prying eyes. Then, I'll guess how she answered. If I guess correctly, I get a point. If I guess incorrectly, I lose a point. No matter what, I'll probably end up drinking. Then, it's time.
Oh, is that the game? It's a drinking game. She might lose on purpose just so she can drink more.
Tommy's turn. Neither of us has seen the questions beforehand. Whoever has the most points at the end wins. The stakes could be higher. Let's get started. Tommy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about this. I didn't know there would be cards and a board game involved.
And booze. But there... you have an unfair advantage.
Well, that part excites her, believe me.
Yeah.
You're having water.
She's probably sitting there wondering how she's going to get through this booze. Oh, she's having water. Come on.
I'm having water. Staying.
Anybody think there's not any vodka in that water? Give me a break.
Hydrated.
Why are you having water for this game?
Well, it's a Tuesday at 2, and I'll be driving to Brentwood, so...
Hold on. You're going to tell on me to the whole audience out there...
That's all right.
...that I'm boozing at work. Sometimes we've had to film this at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I say I'm a man of my word. I'll drink the martini, and the rest of the day is useless.
Listen, it's your game, so you get to make the rules.
Is it? I don't know the rules.
Who out there actually thinks this bro's driving herself? Come on.
You've been briefed on the rules, though.
I have been lightly briefed on the rules, so I hope that I don't mess it up, but it sounds like you might not be fully, you know, convinced of what we're doing either.
No,
so.
And I'm sober right now, and I still don't know how to play. I do know you're a lady, so you go first.
All right.
Lady.
Do most men assume that blondes are less intelligent than brunettes?
Probably. So you should go dark. I don't think she's a natural blonde either.
I said yes.
And I answered that you said yes.
You said yes. Okay, Tommy got it right. And I have to drink. I do think that men think, rightly or wrongly, they assume that if a girl is blonde, she's less smart.
Now, Jay, I wonder why.
And I don't think it's about the blonde so much as the brunette. Brunette gives to me an aura of bookishness.
Okay.
Is that fair? Or is it a terrible prejudice?
I would think, because when I'll tell you this. I go to New York, And I don't see any blondes there, any variation of blondes there. I see a lot of darker haired women there.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the model scene, I'm talking about your everyday people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I don't see a lot of blondes.
No.
And for me, my perspective, when I go there, it's completely different than in Nashville or Dallas or even California, where you have a mix of both, but you're gonna see a blonde, you know, pretty good chance you're gonna see.
This is what she does a lot of. She's talking a lot and not saying anything. I think going by her, it's justified to believe blondes are dumber.
See a blonde.
Yeah.
Not in New York. And to me, when I see a lot of brunettes, I don't assume that they are more intelligent, but they just don't seem like they're having as much fun. And I know that that's, again, that's a cliche.
So my observation would be in regards to this, that there might be some truth to it, but also most of the people I see who are blondes are not blondes. They're brunettes dyeing their hair blonde, which means they're overly concerned with vainglorious, facile, shallow things, and hence they're less intelligent because of that. The blonde hair itself is just sort of a trumpet call. It's essentially saying to the world, proclaiming, I am not too bright because I am more concerned with hair color than things such as character and personality.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
seem maybe more serious.
Yes.
I don't think
they're
it means
severe.
I don't think it means that you're smarter. I just think it means that you take yourself maybe a little bit too seriously. Now, these are New York brunettes.
Yes.
That's just my perception because there's not a lot of blondes there, not a lot of redheads there, a lot of brunettes there. So
that's good.
I don't know if that translates into intelligence. I'll tell you this. Blondes like to be underestimated.
Yeah.
Professionally, personally, I like if people think I'm stupid maybe on first glance.
Yeah.
Maybe they think that because you are.
That's fine with me. That gives me an advantage. If you go in underestimating me, I would prefer that, right? But I also can have a smile on my face, be blonde, you know, enjoy it. My hair is actually darker than it normally is, by the way. It's not in an attempt to look smarter. Mm. It's just I like to change it up. But I find that blondes also appreciate maybe aesthetics more.
Mm.
And again, that's a regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't find that people maybe in New York, I don't think, you know, that maybe there is into aesthetics as Dallas, Nash.
Women in New York are not as aesthetic as women in Dallas. What the hell is she talking about? These coastal cities have the most wokety-woke, libtard, artistic, freaking aesthetic, vain, shallow humans on the planet. They're all obsessed with skin color, race, sexual orientation. What are you talking about?
Phil.
They're more, they're
California,
all
California, Miami. Hmm. Yes. It's much more plain, which is fine, but I've just noticed that.
Should I go blonde?
I think you should.
I should.
Maybe some highlights.
Yeah. Tips, like in the 2000s. Yeah.
The 2000s are back.
Then I could be underestimated. That would be good. Okay. Are female pilots the new Asian drivers?
What's that mean? Maybe I'm missing something about Asian drivers. What? I don't know the stereotype about Asian drivers. Are they supposed to be better drivers than other non-Asian people?
No, wrong. Really? Okay, you say no.
Yes, I say no.
You don't think... Okay, so we have to see what we mean by Asian drivers.
Okay.
That I think the stereotype is that they're, Asian drivers are not very good at operating cars.
That's a stereotype.
Okay.
Do you don't think there's a stereotype that the female pilots are a little weaker?
That could be a stereotype. I don't think it's the new thing, though. I've been very vocal
you think
about
it's the old
this.
Thing.
I've been very vocal about this. I understand when the right makes arguments about DEI. I'm not a DEI person either. I don't like it. I like merit.
Yeah, you're just an effinist. So you won't observe the fact that female pilots, on average, are proven to be less capable than male pilots. Yeah, you're not going to make that observation.
I don't like that we went full DEI 2020 through 2024. I don't like it. However, I think that the right runs the risk of overusing DEI as an excuse for everything that goes wrong.
Yeah.
I think that immediately when something goes wrong, you go, oh, must be a DEI hire. I think that that cheapens the argument. So, and I also, I know I don't care that our Secretary of Defense said the boys are coming home and there was a female pilot. But I think it would be fair to say we reportedly did have a female flying one of the B-2s that
really
dropped bombs on Iran. So
what? Flying a straight line somewhere so high that missiles can't hit you? anti-aircraft fire can't hit you, and then you push a button. It's essentially an autopilot mission. Whoopity freaking doo-dah.
I think that's a testament to the skill of female pilots.
I didn't know
pilots.
That. I know that we, in principle, have female pilots.
See?
I didn't know.
See, I told you. Yeah. I'm going to sing woman's praises because I'm a covert effinist. Yeah. By the way, I was talking about her being a covert effinist 5 years back when she made that Minish Trash video.
Yeah. One of them was flying the B-2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Female pilots, at least in the military, are often very revered. Hmm. So...
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
By who? The powers that be? Certainly not their fellow service members.
But I will say
right
this
over
too.
The Ayatollahs, yes.
I don't like when you have certain airlines that are like, this is an all-female crew and we must hail that. And we must all have a gay crew and all that. That makes me nervous because if you're doing it, you're trying to assemble a crew.
But aren't women biologically less capable of dealing with stress? It all has to do with cortisol levels, hormones. They're less skilled, less able to deal with stress. They have less stamina. I mean, these are biological facts. So just biologically speaking, they're inferior pilots to men on average. So I don't know what this bro's talking about. I don't think she knows either.
True to say that you did something historic, now I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am not one of those people that sees a female pilot and is then concerned.
Would you say women...
You should be. You absolutely should be. I am. I see a female mechanic. If I take my car to get fixed, guess what? I ain't getting it fixed at that mechanic shop.
Men are not as good at driving cars as men.
On certain aspects, we're not great with curbs. I'm personally not great with curbs. I can't parallel park. If I am in a situation where I have to parallel park, I will leave.
Yeah.
Because I know my limits, and I'm not going to even attempt it.
I'm not going to that party. Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough.
All right.
Jeez.
We have a video prompt, so we have to watch first.
Jeez. Wilson had it knocked away. Good hands by Allen. And Sheldon comes up with the steal.
Female basketball. Yeah.
And here's we got another.
Women fighting.
Break is here as J.C. Sheldon goes right after Sophie Cunningham.
Cat fight. Cat fight.
What really got this escalated... So that was called a flagrant. Those two were technicals. Charles got a technical. And then Avery for what we thought should have been.
This is the most anyone has ever watched of the WNBA.
Well, but the girl that got knocked down, see, she's white, so it's okay. Because the person that knocked her down is black. So the black woman that knocked her down can claim that she was just acting in self-defense. And she could start a GoFundMe and make $500,000. So it's all good for her.
Well, don't give away your answer then, because you have to lock it in.
Yeah!
You might have just given me a tell
that's
there.
Bad. Okay.
But go ahead, you got to lock it in.
Wait, so what's the prompt?
You kind of answered it, so that's why I already thought. Does this finally make the WNBA bearable to watch?
No.
Oh, the fight. Oh, the cat.
Given
fight.
The video evidence we just saw.
Does it? Does?
I mean, if every single WNBA game was going to have multiple cat fights, yeah, sure. Otherwise... Not really.
This, it's much more interesting than the basketball.
I think you're supposed to lock in your answer and then pontificate.
Yes. Does it?
Does what you...
Oh, well, yeah, he's pontificating. You spent 12 minutes talking about nothing, but he's a pontificator. Shut up.
You saw on that clip, make it...
With them fake lips of yours.
Now bearable to watch the WNBA.
You saw, I didn't hesitate. You saw, you could read through my soul.
By your reaction,
yeah.
Yes.
This is a tough one because we have spent on the right years now defending women's sports. But I don't, this is a little confession. I don't care about women's sports at all. I don't care about it at all. I love Riley Gaines. I care about justice. I don't want transvestites doing weird stuff in the pool or whatever. But I don't. It is not possible for me to care less about women's sports.
Why hasn't he been drinking? I thought every time you got something wrong, you drank? Or, I don't know.
I'm right there.
When do you drink? I don't understand the rules here. I've never watched your show before. I mean, I guess if you go wrong about the other person saying yes or no, you drink. Okay.
They're with you.
Okay.
So I want there to be fairness, especially for young female athletes, because whereas I don't think many are going to go professional, I think that it's an opportunity for them to build their skills, to work as a team, to try really hard.
So if the other person's right, then you have to, about your answer, then you have to drink?
determination, resilience. I think that's important for young women. I think past the college level, you know, let's be honest, there's not a lot for women after that unless you're going to be...
Look at those nails and all that gaudy jewelry she's wearing on her hand.
An Olympian, which is great.
Or like one of the Williams sisters.
Yes.
They get a pass, yeah.
I would also say this. If I want to watch girls fight, I watch Bravo. I don't need to watch 6'4" girls poking each other in the eye. No. I don't consider that entertaining.
Mm-mm.
I don't like men's basketball either, but I also wouldn't watch women's softball if they were fighting each other.
Mm.
Like I said, if I want to watch women fight, I will watch Bravo.
Yep.
It's better produced, more fun, more entertaining.
Yes.
So I'm right there with
more glamorous. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, but it's not, because the libs will sometimes say, well, you guys are hypocrites because you don't care about women's sport. I think it's not about the... Man, it's not about the volleyball or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the justice.
I really don't care about any of this. You guys, Michael Knowles and all you people out there who are defending and trying to get men out of women's sports, I think you're a bunch of simps. I think you're a bunch of simps. They voted for all this crap. They are the ones who have pushed the policy prescriptions that have allowed all this stuff to happen. So suffer the let them suffer the consequences of their bad choices. Stop coming in and trying to save chicks from their own poor decision making. Stop it, guys.
Right.
And the scholarships and the safety and yes.
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm up. This question requires a video prompt.
This show is stupid, by the way. I don't like this game either. This is dumb. Why not? Why didn't he just ask her questions like a traditional interview? That would be better than this. I mean, she doesn't even have an alcoholic beverage. I mean, what? She can't take an Uber or a Lyft? I don't believe this BS about her driving anywhere. Give me a break. She's driving 90 minutes? I don't think so. She's taking a flight or something. I don't know. But anyway. What? Netanyahu's not 6 feet tall. If Biden's 6 feet tall, what? There's 3-4 inches difference there. Weird.
They're really making a meal out of a cupcake with these things, aren't they?
I love
okay.
It.
Is there validity to the claim that we haven't seen the real Joe Biden in quite some time?
What does quite some time mean?
I gotta guess what you would say.
Two months? 4 months? Probably.
It was fast. Whatever you answered was fast.
I mean, since he lost the election, almost certainly.
Yes.
Okay. It's not a fake Biden.
No.
If they made a fake Biden, why would they make that one?
That's exactly my point at it. If it's going to be a body double, it has to be somebody that's exceptionally better than the real Joe. That's just a different version of him. That's medicated, unmedicated. We don't know. It's all the same. I liked the Joe Biden State of the Union where the eyes were popping. I was shocked. I mean, a year ago this week, Joe Biden gave us the performance of a lifetime in that debate. And I say that he raw-dogged that debate. No stimulants were used, and that was quite obvious.
Really?
That was a bold move by his team.
I don't know about that. I would disagree with that. You don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the debate with Trump, where he looked ludicrous? I think he was hopped up to the gills on everything they could give him. Coke, whatever amphetamines, meth, anything they had, this guy was on it, and... That was the performance you got. If that guy hadn't been on anything, he wouldn't even have been able to find the stage. He wouldn't have been able to climb the stairs onto the stage. Come on.
I think purposeful, but no, there's no body double there. Joe Biden is also on the speaking circuit now because he needs to make that money.
Is he? No, he's not. Is he on the speaking circuit?
Well, he's getting paid to do speeches, so. I mean, to different groups, right?
Oh.
So teleprompter, he's reading a teleprompter and he's hopped up to the gills on amphetamines. Okay.
Because that is what you do. You leave the office, you got to fill up the coffers.
Oh, you're filling up the coffers with money, you know, that you were promised in exchange for favors and they just can't hand it to you. So, you know, the speeches are a pretense to pay you for services rendered. Yeah.
But usually that presupposes that you can speak.
Right.
Wow. I was at the State of the Union 2 years ago, the one where he was shot up real good with the...
Yeah, but the point of the speech isn't to listen to him, it's to pay him and to find a pretense. They don't care if the guy stumbles and mumbles. Probably no cameras allowed anyway.
Adrenaline. Yeah. And I remember I was sitting behind the president, so I couldn't see him that well. I was seeing the reaction of all the Dems. And he got out there, and it was one note the whole time. It was just, hey, you know, and it goes 45 minutes or whatever it is. It was the opposite of the debate. And now he's put out to pasture.
Yeah.
Wow. How much is he being paid for those speeches, do we know?
I think
half a million.
Actually, I think it's a considerable amount. And then he's got riders that include travel, team,
different
things like that. Mm. I mean, good for him if people are still willing to pay him.
Oh, of course, you can't expect him to pay to get paid off for services rendered.
I like it because it makes Democrats very nervous. Every time he surfaces, people have to cover it. Then their lie becomes more obvious, more vivid.
Yeah.
And then they have to talk about it. And they have to talk about the fact that they lie.
Not really, because the media is controlled by the same people that control Biden. So they're not going to go out of their way, if at all, to cover him and make him and themselves look bad.
And quite obviously so, for at least 4 years.
Maybe we should hire him. Hire him to give a speech. That's not a bad idea. Okay, you're up.
Should people with religious beliefs that contradict American values be denied citizenship?
Now, that's a good question. How would I answer that? Should people with religious beliefs that contradict American values be denied citizenship? Yeah, why would you? Well, I don't know. Okay, yeah, probably. But what are American values? They've been so distilled and watered down with this nonsensical melting pot BS to the point where, oh, there's no such thing as American values. I don't know. I mean, should people that don't believe in America be allowed into America? No. Why would you let them in? That makes very little sense to me.
That presupposes they're not citizens already.
I would assume.
Okay.
Duh. By the way, I would say yes. You got to have some standards, right? You just can't let anybody in the way we have been doing for the past 50 years.
Yeah, for sure, right? Would you agree with that?
Now, the way that it's worded, I think gets us into more discussion needed.
Okay.
Now...
Not necessarily.
Contradict American values. Does that mean you're chanting death to America, death to Israel, harassing Jewish students, leading protests that are violent in nature?
Well, yeah, you'd have to have some kind of qualifiers. You'd have to have a little bit more circumspect analysis done of, you know, what do we mean by American values? What American values are we talking about here?
Nature. Then I would say absolutely be denied citizenship.
What if you're not being violent, you're not directly threatening anyone, you just believe things that are incommensurate with the American, broadly Christian founding ideals?
Incompatible?
I don't know if that would be very First Amendment of us.
Wrong. First of all, I'm not like a 100% First Amendment, you must be able to say whatever you want, because that is just... By the way, if somebody comes into your country and is trying to subvert it, trying to destroy it from within, I don't think you should allow that. She's a libtard, okay? You got to understand. She tries to tout herself as some kind of classical liberal, no holds barred, and then goes. I'm not for, like, unlimited free speech, because I think that intent and motive matter. If your intent is to destroy the country... and undermine it from within, and that's essentially what you're doing, you probably don't let that person in.
You're not sufficiently authoritarian, Tommy. This, you know, John Jay wrote around the founding and the Constitution. He wrote, he said, thank God, he said it more eloquently than I am, but he said, thank God that we come from a common stock and we have a shared experience of the revolution and we have the same religion. And John Adams said, the principles of Christianity are the principles on which independence was won. John Adams was not an Orthodox Christian by any chance or any stretch. But they all said, you know, this Christianity thing really matters. So I don't want to single out the Muslims, because I like some Muslims. But let's say a Zoroastrian
He didn't want to get his head chopped off.
Here, some real nasty Zoroastrian, you know. And he just...
It's like five of them left.
...doesn't buy the principles on which our country is founded. Should we say, sorry, buddy, you don't need to be a church-going Christian, but you gotta get on board, or you're going home to Persia.
Yeah, so I think we need to define what getting on board means. What values are important, and what values are kind of, they don't really have much of an effect in regards to how the country works. And, you know, if 51% of people became like this, had this kind of value, belief, it wouldn't really impact the way things work. So we have to take a closer look on what values are important and what values are just, not really important.
I believe in assimilation. I don't know if you can legislate, dictate that. Now...
Sure you can. You close the borders. All right, we got enough people. Let's shake and bake them. Let's take 10, 15, 20 years. Nobody else comes in so we can get these people to become actual Americans.
That would be a dream world. It's like everyone comes, wants to assimilate, wants to have American values. You'd assume if you come here that you would have some desire to practice American values.
Yeah, but why would we let them in if they don't want to? And if they have values that would destroy the country, you dopey blonde, you.
Traditions and beliefs, you would hope that. However, if you are a fundamentalist Muslim and you believe in Sharia, I would argue that contradicts American values.
Yeah, certainly.
But...
So you would say...
I would say that just baseline Islam contradicts American values. I don't think you need to be a fundamentalist.
No,
clear out
right.
Michigan? I mean, that's
well, assume
the thing.
Let's say they're not here. You know, they're not here yet. They show up to Ellis Island. Do you send them packing? President Tommy.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't think you can do it and be a constitutionalist, unfortunately.
I'd do it. We don't need to accept them.
Oh, but she's not. Okay, yeah, she doesn't want to commit, right? She doesn't give her. I just don't think you could do that. But would you do that? No answer, right? Yeah.
Come into the country.
Okay.
They don't have a right to come here. I'm not saying the ones that are here. I agree, it's hard to...
I think Tommy probably thinks they do.
Clear out Dearborn or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they show up fresh off the boat or whatever, however they get it, fresh off the jet plane, and they say, you know, la la, whatever. They say something that... If it were me, President Michael, I would say, hello, nice to meet you. Go now, you're out of here. But you would be more open-minded.
I think if you exhibit... And Secretary Rubio has been very forthright about this. If you exhibit behavior that shows that you are a threat, absolutely. But I don't know if as a first...
But you see, most people who are a threat are going to hide that fact because they have ulterior motives that I'm a threat. That's their ulterior motive. I'm coming in to subvert your country, give birth to 12 babies who will... also have 12 babies each, and then I'm going to outbreed you and then destroy your country. So what are my foundational beliefs? We got to look at those. Oh, you're a Muslim? You think that Muhammad was cool for marrying that 9-year-old? Yeah, okay. I don't think we can have you in the country.
First Amendment person, I don't know if I could be someone that would say, well, you hold this religious belief, so you can't be here. I think that, for me, that would be going too far.
Because it's branded as a religious belief, it's a belief. And it's antithetical to American values and what the country's founded on. So, I mean, I don't think just saying, it's a religious belief, so we have to allow it. No, we don't. If anything, we don't allow it, because religious beliefs are that much more fervently followed than it was just some run-of-the-mill indoctrination, right? Which I could maybe talk you out of with, evidence. But no. You are bound and determined to follow this belief because you think that it comes from your God. Wow, she's dumb.
Very open-minded. Me? I'm a little more close-minded.
Fireworks, love it. Barbecue, essential. But if you really want to celebrate freedom this...
I'm up. The rise of stay-at-home sons. Is that a thing? The rise of stay-at-home sons.
Oh, Tommy loves this one. Gives her a further opportunity to bash men, young men in particular, who many of whom rejected her, wouldn't go near her with a 20-foot pole.
We'll only be fixed if RFK Jr. bans soy and other seed oils.
Well, it's not just soy. I mean, it's BPA, which acts as a phytoestrogen. It lowers testosterone. It's also absorbed through the skin. It's on receipts. It's on everything. It's in plastic. It leaches into your food. When you buy something at the supermarket, you take a receipt. It's covered in BPA. Everything is covered in BPA that you buy, so that your system becomes saturated with it, and it reduces your testosterone as much as possible so that you're less rational, more emotional, and thereby more easily controlled by others, by your emotions.
What does Tommy think about that? I got it wrong? What do you mean I got it wrong? How did I get it wrong? What do you mean? Hold on. That would mean that that condition would be necessary but not sufficient. So we should have cleared this up before. It's not to say that RFK Jr. banning soy and seed oils would fix the problem.
Okay.
I think it might help. It wouldn't hurt. It's not just soy and seed oils though. It's the things they spray on crops, like lots of fertilizers and such. There's so many chemicals in our environment that are destroying testosterone and are also affecting children in the womb and making them more feminine in thought processes, in mindset, in brain development, even if they're born as a man. Hence the huge increase in the T problem and the G problem. Homosexuals and the trans community. That's also a social contagion as well, but I think that to a large extent there's a biological aspect to that as well that makes the social contagion more likely to develop in some people.
It's to say the problem would not be fixed if RFK does not ban soy and seed oils. Does that change your answer or no? I still lost.
So, again, the way that the question was worded, I'll just tell you my take on it.
It was poorly worded, I agree. It was Davies' fault, yes.
I'll tell you this. The rise of stay-at-home sons is not going to be solved by banning certain food items, certain soys, nothing. No. It's a cultural problem. You have to address the cultural issues. There's nothing that you can ban as far as...
Is the cultural problem effinism? Boss babes like yourself who are extremely masculine and that men want nothing to do with. And since men are no longer interested in relationships and marriage because they're not going to get the meaning and fulfillment that comes from having a family that they used to get, that instead they are attempting to minimize their expenses as much as possible and find meaning elsewhere by pursuing hobbies, endeavors, paths that are more personally fulfilling because they don't have the family route to take because of broads like you and because of effinism. Is that the problem? No, because if she said that, that would be blaming woman. And watch, she's not going to do that because she's part of the problem.
Consumption that's going to fix that. That's
what if you banned pot, porn, and this is alliterative. What's the third P? And playthings like Legos. I don't know what they do. These kind of the man children. What if you banned all that stuff?
Are there men out there playing with Legos? I don't think so. I don't think that's the problem. I think these things are symptomatic. I think they're downriver of the actual problem. I don't think they're the cause. So he's confusing causation with symptom. All right? He's looking at the, correlation equal causation. Yeah. No.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
What if you banned all of that? That would help, wouldn't it? If you got, frankly, just porn. If you got rid of porn, I think you would go 40% toward fixing.
I don't think so, pal. Do you really think that if you banned prawn, that men would be more likely to not seek to minimize their expenses as much as humanly possible, and part of that being you stay at home, living with your parents. And by the way, there's many factors that contribute to this. Also, housing is so expensive. Now that people are no longer getting together early on in life and sharing the load. And even in more recent history, with a two-income household, now you're not having two incomes anymore because dudes are not getting with the chicks because they're not chicks anymore. They act more like dudes. And if you do get with them, the odds are they're going to leave you and take all your stuff, so you stay living at home. Try to minimize expense. Being a single person these days is extremely expensive. Housing costs are through the roof. We just recently, not too long ago, I was paying almost $10 for 18 eggs. I mean, this is a multifaceted issue we're dealing with.
See the problem.
I don't know this new generation, though. I don't know.
Oh, but let's just chalk it up to a cultural issue and blame men.
Oh, if that's their thing. I don't know if that's what gets them going.
By the way, why is this just a male problem? Aren't women also living at home more and more now? Why don't we call out the woman? Oh, because this is the Daily Wire. Controlled op shills. They'll never call out woman. Or if they do, whatever women are supposedly doing wrong, it's men making them do it. It's something we can blame men for.
Honestly, I think laziness does. I think laziness fuels a lot of the reason that they want to stay home. They don't want to achieve necessarily. And I'm not talking, again, this is my biggest pet peeve, is there are some conservative men in our space that when I say those things,
you're not in that space, honey. You are not a conservative.
Things they go, you hate men.
Yeah.
Okay.
You actually do hate men. You think we've forgotten your video a while back calling all men trash because you couldn't find a man?
Calm down, Chads. Yeah. No. What I'm saying is we have a cultural problem in which...
Wow. Do you see the contempt? Contemptuous way she said that?
Some young men, especially the generations that are coming up now, the alphas, the Gen Zs, right? There are a significant amount that do not want to achieve, attain. They don't want to be exceptional. They don't want to be masculine. They don't want to be leaders of...
Whoa, so masculinity is part and parcel with achieving and attaining some kind of arbitrary metric that you as a woman set. So essentially what she's saying is my value as a man, what makes me a man is... what a woman says. Yeah, I don't think so, sweetheart. Not when you bring absolutely nothing to the table. It's just quid and no quo in your favor, but I should listen to what you say in regards to what I should do with my life. Yeah, piss off.
Family and household. I think that's a problem. Now, I get eviscerated for this, but...
I should want to have a family and a household with a woman who's going to take away my family and my household, so I no longer have a family and a household, but I still have to pay for it. So... I'm working to support that, but I'm getting no direct benefit. But I should still do that. Really? Yeah, that's Tommy Lahren's idea of conservatism, folks.
When I say that women...
And masculinity. Yeah, pass.
Men don't have much to choose from. I'm not saying women are perfect. So I'm glad that I get to clear this up. We have plenty of cultural rot on the female side.
Yeah.
Trust and believe I agree with you. I'm talking about women who uphold their end of the bargain.
Why don't you point out, other than saying in a macro way, we have plenty of rot among women. Could you define that rot? No. I'm just addressing it generally so you don't realize that I'm completely, totally, 100% biased against men. I want to come across as unbiased, so I have to. I have to, at the very least, point out that there's problems with women. I'm not going to go into any detail because I'm an effinist, and I really believe it's all men's fault.